Hey, Meet Cute listeners, we are Likewise, a recommendation app for TV shows, movies, books, and podcasts used by millions of romance fans just like you. Everyone has a romance trope they can't get enough of. Whether you're into dark romantic fantasies, enemies to lovers, or slow burns, you can discover more of it on Likewise. You can search for specific genres, tropes, or themes and instantly get recommendations picked specifically for you. Download the Likewise app today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Ariana Maddox. Whether I'm on TV or Broadway, I live by two rules. Follow your dreams and always wear great shoes. That's why I love DSW. Must-have shoes that pair well with whatever you've dreamed up for your life. Seriously, DSW has all the shoes you need for everything, from errand days to date nights. And they're from top brands at prices you can totally brag to all your friends about. That's why I've partnered with DSW to create a collection of shoes I know you'll love. Because, let's be real, whether I'm dancing on TV, teaching you how to make the perfect cocktail in my best-selling book, or starting a whole new venture, it's all about the shoes. Find the shoes to do all the amazing things you do in my new collection at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Liberty sees me, it stands by me, and celebrates me for who I am.
When I come into the office, I feel that I belong here.
I don't have to be corporate America Gabby. I can just bring Gabby to work.
Reach your potential and find a job you love at Liberty Mutual. We offer development training, rich benefits, and a culture that lets you bring your whole self to work so you can pursue your tomorrow today. Ready to consider a career at Liberty Mutual? Find out how at libertymutualcareers.com.
I'm sorry, hold on. You're who now?
She's our granddaughter, Rhino.
Wow. You haven't called Gramps Rhino in a long time. It's nice to hear it, Grammy Sammy.
Ooh, Grammy Sammy. Oh, that's so cute.
Sorry, you want us to what?
She wants us to go to the future.
2072, to be specific.
To 2072, to help with her romantic evergreen Christmas.
And she got here how?
I used the time toilet. I can't tell you too many details, but after Gramps discovers... No, can't tell you that. When Grammy wins the... No... Look, you two eventually end up with the time toilet as a family heirloom. You tell me, your favorite grandchild, all about it and the story of this very Christmas Eve. And that's how I knew to come back here to find you.
How do we know if she is who she says she is?
Everyone else in the family just thinks you keep the toilet because you're anxiety poop.
Okay, she's family.
We'll help you, Pumpkin.
How'd you know to call me Pumpkin?
It just felt right.
That's a good sign. I'm sure you'll be able to... help me get, romantic.
Is it safe for us to see our future? I mean, you said there are things you shouldn't tell us.
You're gonna need to be careful. Way more careful than you've been so far, I might add. Interfering in the time stream can be a real problem. Keep any questions you ask anyone focused on the circumstances of the moment. Don't ask about their past, which is your future.
Why can't we learn about our futures?
One day, Grammy Sammy will tell me that your story, the story of your life, takes time. Its own time, and you can't rush it and make it happen, or even worry about it happening at all. It'll be what it'll be. In other words, if you find out the details of your future, you might try too hard to make it happen and cause it not to happen, which would make the entirety of space-time collapse.
Okay, surface questions only. Got it.
We won't let you down, Pumpkin.
I know. I was mostly talking to Gramps.
Guys, it's my time toilet. I think I know how to use...
Love you, Gramps, but, Grammy Sammy is the one that figures out all the ins and outs of time travel.
Whoa! La 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 la! Seems like stuff that could collapse all of space and time, thank you! Oh, la 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 la!
Space-time, Gramps. But I didn't think it would be all that surprising. Grammy Sammy is the brains of this operation.
So, this never changes, huh? I'm always the...
Butt of the joke?
But?
Yep. Because we love you. Okay, I should go. Wait a minute after I flush to follow. And here, this is the place and time we're going. Also, you do have to shout it. Don't know why. Time travel's weird. See you in a second. The Billie Eilish Pirate Baird O'Connell Presidential Library and Museum, Christmas Eve 2072.
Billie Eilish is going to be president?
There you are. I was getting worried.
We waited exactly a minute.
Oh, you don't know how to work the handle to control the exact arrival time yet. Makes sense.
You can jiggle the handle to make
it. No questions. Space-time collapse.
Where's your... I'm sorry, what word do we use in 2072 for someone's significant other?
Boyfriend, girlfriend, significant other. Things haven't really changed all that much from 2021.
Billie Eilish was president.
Ooh, yeah. That's a funny story. Look, I sort of lied about why you're here. You're actually my killer 50th anniversary gift for my present-day grandparents.
Why did you lie to us?
Well, Grammy and Gramps are having a huge fight right now, but I'm also hoping that maybe you can smooth things out. Remind them of how much they love each other. Pretty good gift, right?
What's the fight about?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought this was the bathroom.
Pearson?
Do we know each other, young man?
Oh, no, sorry. Just, I've heard so much about you from, Grammy Sammy.
Yeah, she is such a lovely woman. Is this the bathroom?
It is, yes. We'll, make ourselves scarce.
Thank you. Do we know each other?
I don't think so. No. I'm Noel.
And I'm Noel's fiancé, Rodrigo.
We'll let you get to business now, Mr. Pearson.
What is Pearson doing here at my... our... whatever, why is he here?
I'm not sure. I heard something about his wife passing away.
Oh, poor Pierce.
And Grammy Sammy ran into him and they've been hanging out.
He probably needs a friend.
Or he's trying to steal you away from me. He's trying to use his old rich man money.
And handsomeness. He is very handsome. He is a handsome man.
He is. He is?
He's trying to steal you away, and that's what we're fighting about. I guarantee it.
Let's just take a deep breath. Go talk to ourselves and figure out what the problem is.
I bet I could take old Pierce. Just pop. Problem solved.
Sound just like Gramps. I heard him threaten to pop someone before I left to get you.
Okay, Rhino. I'll go talk to old you, and you go talk to old me. That way you and you can't work each other up.
Yeah, well, I'll work Pierce up.
You'll need disguises. Grammy, take my glasses and hat and Gramps. Here, you take this eye patch.
You have an eye patch in your bag?
No questions! Just go talk to yourselves and sort this out. Please.
Everything is not coming up Ryan here, buddy. You, we... I should just find some other lady to make Samantha jealous.
Mr. Evergreen?
Ask. Ask, and ye shall receive. I am he, but you can call me Rhino, young lady.
Okay, Rhino. I wanted to say congratulations on 50 years of marriage.
Say that again?
Congrats on 50...
No, not that part. Call me Rhino again.
Hello, Rhino.
You've always had a terrible French accent, Sammy.
How did you guess it was me?
Oh! However did I know it was you, love of my life, best friend since childhood, wife of 50 years.
Okay, I get it.
I mean, you're wearing glasses and a hat. You really do think I'm stupid. Even back then. What? The 2030s?
What?
I'm sorry. Are you from before that?
I'm not upset that you think I look older. I'm hurt you think I think you're stupid.
You think I'm a dummy. And I'm always the butt of the joke, an embarrassment who has to go to the bathroom all the time, and now Pierce is back. Handsome and suave and rich and regular.
I don't think you're a dummy. Not now, not ever. Wait, how do you know Pierce is regular? Regardless, I joke with you because I love you. Now, and I am sure, Well, now, here, in the future.
Doesn't feel that way.
I say, pip pip on 50 years of...
What's with the eye patch pass, Ryan?
And who, pray tell, is this Ryan of which you speak?
So, you're from the Christmas Eve when we went back to high school usses and saw you in your Shakespeare phase.
Jinx was right. You are the smart one.
Aw, Jinx brought you here as an anniversary present? She's thoughtful.
But it seems things aren't going too well between you. Us. Ugh, whatever. Because of Pierce.
It's not because of Pierce. Pierce isn't the problem, Rhino. You are.
What?
You are so down on yourself. You can't believe for a second that anyone loves you. The smallest issue, a disagreement, a tiff, a slip of the tongue, and it's catastrophic. It's exhausting, Rhino.
I'm sorry. We're sorry.
There is nothing between me and Pierce. The poor man lost his wife.
And you're the kindest person I've ever known. Makes sense.
Can you tell my Rhino that?
How'd it go, you two?
He's really upset.
So is she. But I think I talked her down.
I did my best to reassure him that there is nothing going on and that I, future I, whatever, that I love him and only him.
Oh, look. She's going over to talk to him at the bar.
We did it. We saved our own marriage.
Wait, is she waving us over there?
Should we go? Would that blow up space-time or something?
She isn't waving you two over. Look.
Why is she calling Pierce over? That's gonna crush Ryan.
Because he should trust her. You, Sammy.
Ooh, Gramps does not look happy.
It's him or me.
Oh boy, here it comes again.
Fine, Ryan. Is this what you want? Did she? I just... Oh no.
Yes, she just kissed Pierce right in front of Gramps. And then Gramps punched Pierce in the face, knocking him out. And now Grammy Sammy has punched Gramps in the face, knocking him out. Oh, come on. Let's get to the bathroom. You shouldn't see any more of this.
Why shouldn't we see more? Will it unravel the fabric of space-time or something?
No, it's just depressing.
How do you know that?
I mean, I'm assuming.
No, you're not. Right before future Sammy kissed Pierce, you said, "Here it comes again." How many times have you tried to stop this from happening?
This is my 8th try. See? You are smart, Gramps. Let's get inside. I didn't bring you here to stop tonight from happening here and now. I'm trying something different. This time, I went to the root of the problem.
Oh, I see.
She wants us to go back and deal with the deep-seated issues that bring tonight about, before we get to this point.
That is correct, yes. I love you two. You're wonderful grandparents and the best people I know. Now get on that toilet and I'll send you back.
Well, why didn't our future selves remember us coming back to this night?
This has never happened before. I needed you two to come here and see the problems. Talk to yourselves to understand. And now, when you go back, if you commit to making the changes you need to, well, I won't even remember you were here because you never will have been here. I won't have needed to come and get you. It's complicated. Now, say your destination.
Ryan's Bathroom, Christmas Eve, 2021.
And then I'll adjust the precision by...
Hey, I got it, Jinx. You just jiggle the handle like this, right? And then you flush.
No, that's...
And we're back.
I'm so sorry, Rhino.
Oh, it's no big deal. I like it when you sit on my lap, actually.
No, about always poking fun and treating you like you're a dummy. You're not. You're smart and kind and funny and...
Thanks, Sammy, but you don't need to apologize. I'm the one who should apologize. People make me the butt of the joke because, well, I taught them to. It makes me feel like I'm in control, like I know what to expect, but then if someone makes fun of me or treats me poorly, I can... Well, I can believe it's because I wanted them to do it. I'm sorry I never shared this insecurity with you. At least until now. I know you love me. I do. Even with the recycled gift and Pierce back in high school. All of it. I know it. I just have to let myself believe it. And I'm going to.
I'm going to treat you better than you think you deserve from now on, too. Because I love you so much, you big doofus. Okay, starting now. I'm going to treat you better than you think you deserve.
Okay. Here, let's get back out there and weather the storm of wedding questions and suggestions because, well, I want some of the fancy cheese spread I bought.
Oh, yeah. That's what we need. Stuff you full of cheese and have you disappear into the bat. I mean, that sounds yummy.
Wait. Do you hear that?
Hear what?
Exactly. It's quiet. Too quiet.
Maybe your family tuckered themselves out, fussing over our engagement?
You've known my family for how long?
Yeah, they don't run out of steam.
I think we came back too early. Like, maybe I jiggled the handle the wrong way.
You know, I was wondering why the toilet was still running.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. No, 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 no. Oh, it's broken.
Can you fix it?
This is how I fix toilets. It's my only move, the handle jiggle.
Well, maybe if we just wait here a second, Jinx will come back and see what happened to us, and I'm sure she can fix...
No, Jinx won't come back because we're committed to fixing our issues, and so she won't have any need to come back. We're gonna be stuck here forever.
Okay. Okay. It's okay, Ryan. We're together. No matter what happens, at least we're together, right?
Oh no, we came back to before I found out about the toilet. So now past I, he, whatever, without the toilet, we may not be together for very long.
Vogue, The Run Through,
a new weekly podcast featuring the most riveting news in fashion and culture. With Vogue's take on the big stories.
Fashion in relation to sports, culture, and politics. From the red carpets and runways to political and cultural events.
Bringing you undertold stories from around the globe.
With voices rarely accessible and uncommonly authentic.
On this season of The Run Through, Serena Williams, Michaela Cole, Mathieu Blase, and more.
The Run Through with Vogue.
I'm Chloe Mao.
I'm Cho Minardi.
Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Liberty sees me, it stands by me, and celebrates me for who I am.
When I come into the office, I feel that I belong here.
I don't have to be corporate America Gabby. I can just bring Gabby to work.
Reach your potential and find a job you love at Liberty Mutual. We offer development training, rich benefits, and a culture that lets you bring your whole self to work so you can pursue your tomorrow today. Ready to consider a career at Liberty Mutual? Find out how at libertymutualcareers.com.